This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're part of the conversation, you're part of what's going on. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can join the line chat room. There's smarter people than I in there. Well, there was. or you can head up to the Facebook page where it's also being broadcast live, and there's smarter people than I on the Facebook page. You'll have a lot to talk about there as well. Now, if you head up to the website, though, you can help support the show in a couple of different ways. You know, one is we've got shirts up there, hashtag stand. And it's not just, you know, the shirts. We don't make $1 million on these shirts, okay? Make a few bucks a piece on them. And I want you to take a stand for what you believe in. I'm tired of us complaining. Now, some of you already do it, so this is not for you. But take a stand for what you believe in. Don't let the others push you aside. Don't let them belittle you or degrade you. We just saw this with the Gay Pride parade, the Gay Pride, not the Gay Pride, I'm sorry, Gay Pride parade, an individual down there in Florida. Both of them, the BLM movement, were trying to abscond with it, trying to take it over, trying to make it a racial thing. It's not. It is not a racial thing. So don't let them do it. Step up like they did it in one place and take it back. Anyhow, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't have to. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to hate. Those labels were given to us by the left. I mean, the left, the place that gets really mad when you start labeling them, or you even call something, I mean, they don't want gender labels because they put people, you know, they put them in a corner, you know, they pigeonhole them. Yet, they call us Bible thumpers. They call us right-wingers. And the same thing, they say that they have no control over, you know, black people are black. You can't change skin color. Well, you know, white people are white. Can't change skin color. So anyway, you know, read the book. You can grab it on Amazon.com. The electronic version is, what is it, the Kindle version's there. And let me know what you think. You know, do Amazon has an area we can hop in there? And, yeah, I know, hop. What do you want? It's an old-fashioned word. What do you want from me? You can hop on Amazon and let them, you know, do a book review. So the Evergreen, you know, we've been talking about this Evergreen College. They've been going through so much. And about time, I think the college president has decided to grow a spine. You know, and again, in the past few months, Evergreen, the president, George Bridges, I think his name, became the most, you know, screwed up man alive in the eyes of the internet. Seriously, he was constantly talked about, but in a negative way. They were beating on this guy because they wanted what they wanted. They didn't really care what was good and right for everybody else. There were certain groups that wanted what they wanted, period. Now, multiple YouTube videos cataloged his descent from authority figure to, you know, just coming into the Stockholm Syndrome. And he was a victim at the hands of the students. These student protesters had this guy petrified. Every time he'd show up to work, they were there. Every time he left, they were still there. Who cares? By the end of the day's long meeting with students, George was not allowed to speak with his hands and had to announce his, he, him pronouns before addressing the crowd. This guy runs the college. And the students had him backed into a corner. Now, poor old George appears to have grown a spine telling NBC that he is immensely disappointed in the protesters that said some could be punished. Could be, might be. Depends on the mood I'm in, I guess. The protesters he's referring to are the ones who disrupted the class of Brett Weinstein, a professor who publicly criticized the school's equity plan, in an event that encouraged white students and faculty to leave the campus for a day. So in other words, all the white people had to leave for the day. Somehow that showed equity. Throwing out a certain group shows equality. It's just amazing. Now, the protesters called for Weinstein's resignation. They stormed his classroom demanding answers. The class had to be held off campus for the remainder of the semester. While some of his students were beat up and harassed, you know, physically abused, not physically, just bullied and harassed for supporting their teacher, which is crazy because, look, the guy was taking a stand saying, look, here's the deal. This does not fix racism. This does nothing to make it more equal. You are wrong and incorrect. Now sit down, shut up, and take the class. I need to say that part. I would have. The president says, I was immensely disappointed with the student who obstructed his class. Those actions are indefensible. Every faculty member has a right to teach their classes. Bridges says the school will review the actions of the protesters and make some decisions. I think they should expel some of them. You know, it's not a matter of not wanting them to protest or not wanting them to be allowed to protest. It's to what end? What are you looking to do? If it's all about just getting your way for a particular group, that's not right. That doesn't work. It's not what it was meant to be. No, the protests are usually what's good for the many. If some of you feel left out, then you can bring it up and you can work with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're just going to keep doing a smorgasbord of crazy stories.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material for from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Damn, there you go. No way, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, please. Seriously. You know, I mean, there's so many things going on. There's so many things happening. Find the things that you know about, that you're informed about, that you can make a difference with, and get engaged and get involved. If you head up to my website, therealside.com, You can buy my book. There's a lot you can do up there, but also support the show with Patreon, right? I got that one, Patreon, right? Patreon. And what Patreon does is it allows you to become a member. There's stuff that you get there that you won't get anyplace else. And by being a member, again, it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $20, whatever. If you give me $5,000 total, I'll come to your house and I'll bring the gifts there myself. Seriously, I may even cook you dinner. It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. We'll see what happens. But really, truly, more and more shows like mine are under attack, and they figure if they go after the smaller shows and they start winning with those, then they're going to start winning over some of these stations. And it is a concerted, it is a directed attack at shows like mine. So before we move on, though, there is a story that's breaking right now in London that a fire has engulfed a London high-rise. 40 fire engines and 200 firefighters have been a big deal. Big deal. Has been dispatched to the area. Massive fire. I love that they still call it the London Fire Brigade. I think of a bunch of guys running up and throwing buckets of water at a house, but I know that's not it. The blazes at the Greenfield Tower in West London extends from the second floor to the top floor of the 27-story building. Now, for them, I think it's in the middle of the night, right? I mean, it's... I'm not even going to try. What's that?
It's definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely probably 3 o'clock in the morning there or whatever. At this stage, all I'm hearing is that there's two people being treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. There's no real updates. Really, man, it looks bad. Flames, big deal. That's all I can tell you. So if you have friends, loved ones in London, and they live in a high rise, and that's not like it was near where they're at, you may want to call and make sure they're okay. Anyway, see, that's why I'm not a news guy. Yeah, it's great, it's wonderful, but I don't even know what to ask. All right, we have a sex scandal. Nothing new. On a college, even less. I mean, seriously. I'm not even surprised anymore. I should be, but I'm not even surprised anymore. So when colleges treat men like women, or men and women the same, women get hurt. It's not good for the women. But isn't that what they've been screaming they want? Is equality? Or do they want more? So men and women are not the same, and colleges should not try to treat them as such. In her new book, Sex Scandal, The Drive to Abolish Male and Female, Ashley McGuire points out that the progressive feminist push to ignore differences between the sexes ultimately harms women in a variety of ways. She goes on to say that treated equally. McGuire told the College Fix, when we treat men and women the same and try to force them into the exact same environment and conditions, oftentimes, co-ed women will lose because we're physically weaker and we're more vulnerable, in particular, from a reproductive standpoint. She writes in Sex Scandal, the willful blindness to basic biology and the difference under the mantra of equality ultimately disempowers women. It forces them to compete on male terms, punishes them when they fail. This willful blindness, the sexual difference, has stemmed from women's studies and gender studies programs in colleges and universities. McGuire contends in an interview with the National Review that these departments have for years fostered the notion that gender is a social construct invented by the patriarchy to oppress women. Sorry, wrong answer. There are physical differences. Get over it. We're built differently. We process differently. We grow differently. There are so many biological differences. For you to say we're exactly equal in those areas is wrong. Women's studies departments have been quietly at work for decades, she says, dismantling the meaning of sex and gender, pushing a form of feminism premised on a denial of a woman's distinctive nature, especially her capacity for procreation. McGuire writes that the teaching of these departments have led to situations in which female undergraduate students choose their sexuality to raise money, to finance their education, believing that their actions to be self-empowering. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. This might be an eye-opener for some of you. But there are many, not a majority of, but there are many young ladies on college campuses selling their bodies to make money to go through school. All right? And somehow, this empowers them. This makes them more powerful. I've never understood this. I've never understood that when a man looks at a woman that's scantily clad, that's writhing and doing all these things, where she's looking for attention, whether it be at a club of some kind, what they call them now, gentlemen's clubs. Just as a joke. Anyway, when they're looking at women like that, if the man's looking at the woman, then he's sexualizing her. He's objectifying her. You know, this is terrible. But when a woman does it, she's self-empowering. She's a hero. She's showing young girls how to take control. So it's okay when they take control, flaunting their sexuality, but when a guy buys into it, you know, all of a sudden he's, you know, second wave feminism that she said she talked about in the book was really nurtured in these women's studies programs, she told the local news source. Again, it's a runaway train because now you have these girls, young women, who are studying in these programs, who are supposed to be, I think in theory, she says, learning how to empower women and use feminism to improve the condition of women. She said, instead we have women like this, and the ones I talk about in my book, who are using what they're learned to justify the absolute worst degradation against women. Now, one of the women McGuire highlights is a women's studies major from Sacramento State who auctioned off her virginity to raise money for graduation school. Now, though an extreme example, McGuire also discusses the more common trend that women from elite colleges and universities should use the site SeekingArrangement.com to earn money by being escorts to older, wealthier men. Isn't that empowering? I would think that you ladies would think that was empowering. McGuire writes, but somehow in their attempt to establish equality with men, whether through deconstructing sexual differences in women's studies classes or replacing men as their own pimps, today's college women have found themselves caught in a world of rampant rape and prostitution. But that's all our fault. Don't you know that? We've caused all this. Just ask any hardcore feminist who refuses to think. Right? Didn't say they all refuse to think, but the ones that refuse to think. That it's our fault. It's the white guy's fault for the reason why women are getting raped, pushed into prostitution. Actually, some people who are global warming freaks really believe that global warming is pushing women into prostitution. I don't know how that happens. Now, through women's agenda, through the women's studies and gender studies departments, maybe small, their influence is quite large. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Send them over to therealside.com. They can find stations and times. We won't be long. Please don't you be either. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Let other people know how you feel about issues. Do not yell at them. Do not yell in their face. You know, I mean, really, just don't be dumb about it. But do get involved in the conversation. Do let people know how you feel about things. What you believe to be truth and not be truth. You know, what's funny is I'm reading an article, and I'm not going to do it. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it because I know this person. And the daughter, no, I'm not going to do it. You know, you sit there and you go, this is one of those things. I'll kind of do it. How's that? This was a guy I knew when I was, past life, a few years ago. And he came out as a transgender probably 15 years ago. So his daughter knew him as dad. And now, again, I haven't sat down with the two of them. I'm only going by the stories the two of them are telling. And so the daughter knew him as dad for his whole life. And then all of a sudden, he steps up and says, no, I'm now going to be known as this. And I'm going through the transition, and. And the daughter said she was terrified. She just couldn't, she has been having a hard time coming to grips with this, and has. And she doesn't deal with him much. So now he's gone through the whole operation and is living the whole female life. And at this point, right now, she doesn't want anything to do with him. And instead of him being a father, mother, whatever, I don't even know how this works now, and understanding that this child has known him as dad for all these years, and now you're throwing a curveball. It's going to take time. So what's the first thing that comes out of her mouth? Is no, the daughter is transphobic. No, The daughter's in shock. Have some understanding. And I don't care what it is. I don't care whether it's you're transgender or you're getting a divorce after 51 years. The kids are in shock. They don't understand. And I wasn't there when you broke it to her, and probably nobody was, but the two of you. But I always get a kick out of reading some of these stories, how it's always back on the other people who've known you to be a certain way for so long. I don't care what it is, whether it's sexual orientation, whether it's marriage or other things that are going on in your life. All of a sudden, the expectation is that no matter what you do and how you do it, everything's cool, everything's fine. It doesn't work that way. You have to give people time to adjust, and it's not fair because you've accepted it for you to expect that they'll accept to it. They'll accept it at the snap of a finger. It's not right. It's not fair. Okay, let's see. Here you go. Brett Stevens, a never-Trumper. Has now become reversed his mindset on climate change. So, according to this writer, it says it only takes a byline in a liberal newspaper to transform a conservative never-Trump climate skeptic into a Paris Accord cheerleader and global warming convert. Last week, as discussed on The Federalist, the Washington Post so-called conservative and unhinged never-Trump columnist Jennifer Rubin was against the Paris Pact before she was for it, and which was the day that the news broke that President Trump would exit the agreement. So she was against it until he decided he was against it. Now she's for it. Now her anti-Trump compatriot, Brett Stevens, who left the Wall Street Journal for a gig at the New York Times, has found a new religion on the man-made climate change. Now the columnist who wrote an entire column in 2011 that derisively compared global warming with religion, called its claims unfalsifiable, and forecasting how the climate religion fades in spasms of anger and twitches of boredom, now believes that the humans are responsible for climate change in his June 6th column. His conversion between the two, Gail Collins asked Stevens if he agrees that the globe is warming and that the problem is to a large degree man-made. Stevens replies, yeah, I agree. Or rather, yeah. Oh, so Stevens previously not only refused to acknowledge global warming, he's written scathing columns questioning its science. Now, to move on, in a 2015 panel discussion on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, the host asked Stevens directly if he believed in man-made climate change. He says, we don't know, Stevens replied. Now, later on, as Maher and Stevens continue to debate the validity and the mitigation of climate change, Stevens says, well, let me take your point that humans cause climate change for the sake of argument. What do you do about it? So we call ClimateGate an endless source of fun and lurid fascination for those of us who have never been convinced by global warming. Now, Stevens has blasted climate catastrophe types for applying the term denier to anyone who doubts human activities altering Earth's climate. I think it's funny that for thousands, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of years, the Earth ebbed and flowed and did what it was going to do. We had massive eruptions. We hear about these massive eruptions by volcanoes. I'm sure the plates shifted without any major problems. No eruptions to speak of. Lava pouring out with all kinds of smoke coming out of the middle of the earth. And man, in just a couple thousand years, has ruined the planet. And I have seen, you talk about looking at all aspects. I've seen the numbers. I mean, seriously. In 6,000 years of existence, we have not polluted the air any more than one eruption from any one of the major volcanoes. It would take us 10,000 years. It was at Mount St. Helens in the first eruption. It would take man polluting 24/7 for 10,000 years that put as much garbage and ash into the air as Mount St. Helens did. Now, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a genius. But I want you to think about this. Give it some real thought. So what they're saying is that this is all man-made. We have caused the change over the couple thousand years. And I don't even know how they come up with that. We've only had cars and planes and the stuff that really pollute for a relatively short period of time. Before that, what are they saying? The cow farts and the horse farts, because we need a lot more horses and cows, are ruining the... I don't know. I don't even know what they're saying. But again, 200 years of automation of some kind, cars, planes, trains, automobiles, have done more damage to this earth than millions of years of erupting volcanoes. Again, as I said, you go look it up yourself. I'm not handing you guys anything. You look it up yourself. But one eruption from Mount St. Helens, Mount Vesuvius, any one of those volcanoes that went off and really, really, really screwed things up. The Mount St. Helens one I know for sure because I remember reading the article and thinking, oh my God, that's a big number. 10,000 years. Take us 10,000 years. At the worst point we were at in polluting the atmosphere for us to put that much garbage in the air. And you're telling me that in 200 or 300 years that man-made climate change is that serious? Again, you don't need it. You don't need a degree. Just think it through. It ain't that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I always said in California, don't worry about it. Seriously, we change. You know, right now the Democrats have 2/3 of the legislature here in California. But I think we can fix that, and we don't have to do anything. Because usually the Dems, they start feel like they got so much power, you can't stop them, you can't slow them down, you can't do anything to them. And they do it themselves. So a California congressman has been busted for launching a coup against Trump. You know, and what he's doing is illegal. And eventually somebody will put him in jail. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Back. So listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yay, yay, yay. Always having fun here in the last few minutes of the show. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you're watching on Facebook, I can't control them. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, if you want stations and times, learn where you can catch the show, head up to the website. Head up to the website. And, look at this. Wonderful. They're just wonderful. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and, whichever works better for you. You can there's a Patreon. I'll get it. Give me another 3 or 4 months. I'll get it right. Patreon, on the right-hand side, it's a way for us to keep the show rolling. It helps offset the costs and what have you. We all need a little bit of help, all of us. You know, you can go to $5 a month, $10 a month, $150,000 a month, whatever turns your fancy. It's fine by me. I really do appreciate it. And again, you get information that nobody else gets. You're going to get some little secret notes and stuff like that. And I'm sure that you will enjoy it. Anyway, let's get back to it. I mean, I've only got a few minutes left here. I don't want to totally waste it on some of this crazy stuff. I did tell you guys about the, before I get back to this, I did tell you guys about the fire going on in London. I'll pray for those people. 27 floors, or it's from the second floor, I guess, to the 27th floor is on fire. And it's late at night, so that's always even more of a problem. One of the great many things about President Trump is that he's helped expose traitorous rats in our government. I believe that to be true. See, it's not government as usual. Remember, we had both sides are pretty much the same side. And so now Trump comes in there, and he's not going to put up with it. He's not going to do it that way. He doesn't understand how these people do business the way they do. And so he's shaking it up because it's not business. It really is not business as usual. The latest politician to put his criminal nature on full display is Ted Lieu, a member of the U.S. House from California. Congressman Lieu has created an official website. You ready for this one? On how to leak information. He literally institutionalizing treason. Now, Lieu is a staunch Democrat representing California's 33rd district. He spends his days on Twitter bad-mouthing President Trump, yet criticizes the president for using the social platform. So he's on social media, criticizing the president for using social media, and using it to let other people know how to leak information about President Trump. Isn't that cool? Now, his latest grab for attention, he's created a page that provides instructions to leakers who want to reveal classified information. Did you catch that? Classified information. So when anybody does it through that site, I believe he can be brought up as an accessory. Lieu is encouraging people to betray our country. Period. End of discussion. Now, Congressman Lieu showcases is also being dishonest about his website, although he says it's he has created an official website. It's not a site at all. Rather, it's a page on his House of Representatives page. However, this makes what Lieu is doing even more alarming. Not only is a sitting member of the Congress spreading information on how to commit treason, he's doing it using a government website with your taxpayer money. Kind of weird, isn't it? Kind of off, kind of wrong. This is beyond sick. And what makes it even worse or more stomach-turning for you is the way Lieu paints his pet project. Leftists always sell their subversion as honorable and ethical. I always say the same thing. When they lie about something, it's exactly that. It's honorable, how they get the information out, how they steal it, how they got their hands on it. None of that matters. Right? Think about something. Think about the leaks. They were all up in arms about the leaks that took place, how we found out about the email, Mrs. Clinton's emails. That somebody would actually break into a computer, steal it, take it, do whatever, and all of that. But yet, when Rachel Maddow got a hold of the tax returns for Donald Trump, there was no problem there. Doesn't matter how they got it. It only matters that they got it, and they got the information out. So as I always say, when the Dems do it, it's righteous and good and wholesome. When a Republican does it, it's just bad. Plain, old, simple, everyday bad. In the mind of a left, in the mind of a progressive left person, the Dems are always right, the Dems are always good, and the Republicans are always bad. It's really that simple. Now, and the fact that he's all done this with your money should really make you crazy, right? There's also a section on there called Know Your Rights. Wait, your rights? Since when does a federal employee have the right to leak information that will put our nation's security at risk? Since when do you have a right to commit treason or to do things against the law and think you're going to become... See, this whistleblower law, rule, whatever, people have taken that too far to think it means anything. See, if you think something's wrong, doesn't mean it is. If you can prove that they're stealing money and they're using it somewhere else, or they're subverting the law for personal gain, that's one thing. And you take it to their attention first, like the law says. And if they do nothing with it, they go be a good boy and go back into your room and just work and leave us alone. Then you go to a site like that. This corrupt Democrat acts like he's providing a public service. What he's really doing is betraying the country, and he's helping you do things against to commit crimes against the country. Now, why didn't he put this up when Obama was in office? Because Obama did absolutely nothing wrong? No. He's trying to make it as easy for possible to get a shotgun effect towards President Trump when it comes to information in his day-to-day work. The article goes on to say, we as citizens must be proactive in cracking down on traitors like Ted Lieu. He cannot be allowed to promote treason. Nobody should. So call or write your representative. Seriously, get a hold of your senator. Well, in California, none of this will probably matter. But he should take it on the page. The page has absolutely nothing to do with the realities of what he was hired for, what he was voted in for. So your job as a legislator is not to tell people how to break the law, not to show him how show them how easy it is to break the law. No, none of that is what it's supposed to be about. Right? That's why I get a kick out of this. This is okay. At least to them, it's okay. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. What else we got up here? What other stories we got that are just so whacked? You'd have to scratch your head and try to figure out what's going on. Oh, they've immortalized Elizabeth Warren. This should scare the crap out of you. She has an action figure. And, wow, looks just like her. I guess they have. Do they have him, Bernie Sanders? Yeah, maybe they do. So Senator Elizabeth Warren had her, I guess she had a comic book somebody did on her one time. Now they've done these plastic action hero figures. Looks just like her, too. And it's a Kickstarter group out of Brooklyn. They've created a number of action figures for political junkies, including a very happy Hillary Clinton, a very angry-looking and impossibly orange Donald Trump with removable hair and tiny hands. There's even a Bernie Sanders, which at 1999 is a steal for anyone capable of quashing their opposition to capitalism long enough to purchase a useless collectible, which is always fun. I love it. I love when these people, I love when socialists make so much money being a capitalist. How do they explain that one? Oh, the only thing is, I'm sure they give away almost all their money, right? That's how they do it. That's how they feel good about themselves. Now, Warren is coming up next. They're looking to raise funds just to get production started. Now, they've raised about $30,000, and they'll raise more. This will still happen, because people are going to want this doll. I'd want it. As a matter of fact, I'd get one. At 1999, I'll wait till they start moving them, and I'll get one of those. I'll get one of Hillary's and a few other. We'll put them on the front of the desk. Or feel free to buy them and send them to me. I'd be very happy for you to do that as well. When do I get an action figure? I wonder how you get an action figure. That'd be a good one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you guys have spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't you love that, though? I think it's wonderful. Elizabeth Warren, bring up your little girls just like her. How great. Wow. I'm looking at the picture of that London apartment fire. It was bad. You couldn't even see. There was so much smoke, you couldn't even see the apartments or what have you. So let's, you know, pray for those people. And if you're not a praying person, send your good vibes in that direction. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate the time you spent with us tonight. Go back, let your friends know about the first hour with the Politichicks. They will enjoy that, I am sure. And look, tell your friends, your loved ones about the show. Have a great rest of the day. God bless and take it easy.